little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Making our way through the Channel Media and Market Research New England Sports Survey 2018. Favorite local radio sports show.
The place Mitch Miller at Christmas.
And 2018 favorite local radio sports personality. Interesting.
Adam Jones.
Let's see. A total of seven shows are listed on the favorite sports show. The Adam Jones show is tied with Dale and Keefe at 6% each. Toucher and Rich and their morning competition, Kirk and Callahan, both coming in at 12% each. So they're in a dead heat. Finishing third would be OMF with 17% of the vote. Finishing second, this very program, Zolak and Bertrand
with Hardy.
With Hardy.
With Hardy. Thank you.
ZBH, 22%. 22% we got. We were edged out by 2%. Felgermaz had 24% of the vote. We are closing the gap, gentlemen.
It's like it's happening so quickly.
Closing the gap.
See, you remember these things. What was it last year?
I don't remember, but it wasn't that close.
They had a long time.
They were number one. I believe we were two last year.
TV.
Also, look like it was a bigger gap last year.
We're closing the gap. We're only two percentage points apart right now. Two. We are closing that gap. You see that, Shaughnessy? You like that chart?
I see the number.
You like
right
that
there.
Graph? Take a look at that.
Look at that.
Take a look at that. That's for the shows. Now they break it down by individuals.
And by the way, classic combo factor for the shows. People are liking us more and more, and they're just liking Felgermaz less and less every day.
Well, exactly. It's sort of like that. Are people losing faith in the Patriots, or are they just liking the other teams more?
Why can't it be both?
It probably is a combination.
I'd go with
you had to pick one or the other, Hardy, though, like I forced Zoe to do earlier, if you had to pick one reason, which is it?
They just like us more and more every day.
I would disagree. It's probably more about disliking Felgermaz.
It's simple. Like, if you have a dog at home, like, if you have to listen to one of the shows for four straight hours, which one is less likely to make you go home and beat the hell out of your dog?
Oh, this one by far.
Well, you home, you pet your dog. Like, look at you, scrub your belly.
I have last year's numbers. We're closing the gap. What's the numbers this year?
They had 24. We had 27. What was last year?
25, Felgermaz. So they went down 1%.
Okay.
21% for Zolak and Bertrand.
Okay, so it was 4 percentage points last year.
Next year's a dead heat.
I hope
trending
that we are tied next year at the very least.
It's like watching the numbers they've had. Bonds and Clemens in the Hall of Fame.
Shaughnessy beat Gasper last year, 19% to 16%.
Tell Gasper.
I'm trending the wrong way.
You're going down, he's going up.
Imagine if Gasper showed up on time for his stuff, like on game day.
He's busy out there. That's why he's winning, because he's busy doing all these jobs.
Here are the favorite local sports radio personalities. Again, unaided write-in. You have to come up with the names on your own. Kirk Minahan, Glenn Ordway, 7%. Lou Merlone, 10%. And then the top four are all from this station. Tony Maz at 11% of the vote. The next two are me and Zoe, and we are tied at 15%. We finished second only to Mike Felger.
We sort of
at
hurt
20%.
Each other. We negate each other.
Yeah. Like, it's like that Mookie Jakey Martinez.
Yeah.
You got two sluggers on the same team.
Now you understand it. See?
Yeah, it's hard.
See? So what? Maz was at 14%, something like that?
Maz is at 11 this year.
So combined, he and Felger got 31%?
Yeah.
Yes.
And combined, you guys got 30%.
Oh, we are right
yes,
there.
Yes, we did.
We're right there.
Identical.
Neck.
Does that mean our show's more balanced?
So you and I did 15%. I think that's pretty close to what we did last year.
Last year, Beto was 13%. Zoe was 12% tied with Maz.
Oh, we're getting more popular.
Does that mean like those numbers from last? Does that mean our show's kind of more balanced?
We're on the come.
Yeah, we're on the come.
This is a grab-ass so segment
that.
Of the highest
love
order.
Love saying that. Where was Felger last year? What was his percentage?
19. He also went up.
Okay, so he's going up as well. He's made gains. We've made gains. Maz, up or down?
He was 12. So he's
at
11.
Maz stuck in the mud.
That's barely
Maz
a difference.
Stuck in the mud.
Maz Why is it that when you
go up a tick, you're trending, but when Maz goes down a tick, he's stuck in the mud and he's wallowing like a horse?
Because one's going up, one's going backwards, like living fast forward, like Kenny Chesney said.
617-779-0985. Peter's in JP. Peter.
Peter.
Guys, I was hoping to talk to Dan.
Yes. Oh, he's here.
Sure. I'm here for you. Let it rip.
Hey, most of the time I hate you, Dan. But you're always interesting. I used to get the Globe every day, and I would look forward to your articles. For one thing, I'd like to see how I can follow you, but I have one question.
Yes.
Okay, the worst one article I think you ever wrote was a hit piece on Jose Offerman where you called him a piece of crap.
Jesus. It was junk. It was a piece of junk.
Correct that? I want to know if you regret that at all.
I think I'm supposed to regret it, but I have a hard time, but you know, he did attack someone with the baseball bat subsequent to that.
You sure you didn't call him a piece of crap?
No, it was junk.
Piece of junk.
Okay, well, for me, that really offended me on that.
I'm sorry I offended you. I'm sorry to Jose and his family.
And then this is
sure the, I'm sure the guy who got hit with the bat is really.
Is that one of your defining moments
all
in
right,
this town?
All right. And then the second thing is, are you giving both sides of the David? Since I haven't been able to read your articles, and you can tell me where to read them.
Spend the money.
Are you giving both sides of the David Price story, or are you just like talk radio that just bashes him?
Dan's been a
certainly
defender.
Represented David Price in as positive a light as humanly possible.
You've been pretty fair.
Writing about how unfair people were when he won 17 his first year and led the major leagues in innings. I love his talent. He's on a big roll now. He's a little goofy with the comments, and he's frisky lately, and he seems to do better when he's got a straw man. He's pushing back against baying at the moon, yelling at the world. I'll never get past the accuracy thing last year. That was a colossal mistake on his part, which he kind of owned up to this year. But in any event, he's pitching great. They're going to need him. And the big question is, can he do it in October? That's what the issue is with him now.
Okay. And do you think he's a total a-hole? Because he from everything I've heard, he's probably the most popular a teammate in the clubhouse. So,
I'm not a member of the team, but he doesn't seem. He buys him bathrobes for the teammates. He doesn't seem to be
headphones?
A guy.
You buy them headphones too.
He's not by himself all the time, like Nomar was, or he's not a loner. But
it's probably more his team last
Peter,
year
your
than
favorite,
it was year.
Who's your favorite sports writer in town?
Me.
Who's my favorite sports writer?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
I'm in Danny's.
You're in my wheelhouse. Yeah.
I want to call and give you all my complaints. I'll give you all my complaints, but
no, he's in the wheelhouse.
Still,
he's a reader.
Still the guy. You called Offerman a piece of junk, huh?
Yes. Yeah, so it was stupid. It was over. He refused to bunt. I remember that they gave him a bunt sign. He wouldn't do it, and I was just with his salary and everything else. But he subsequently, I ended up being more right than it appeared. But it was.
I didn't find that original story, but I did find another one in which you wrote when Robert Parrish. That you said, "I know this will be hard for some of you to believe, but I myself have been at times harsh." When Robert Parrish struggled through a brief playoff slump, I called him basketball's Mr. October. Sox reliever Steve Crawford was, quote, as effective as a sack of doorknobs.
Yes.
For refusing to acknowledge a bunt sign. Jose Offerman was characterized as a piece of junk. And then you wrote, okay, over the line on that last one.
Yeah.
So you felt it was a little strong.
I was taking the task on that one.
A little strong.
It's true.
617-779-0985. Your thoughts on the survey? We will talk about how the Patriots and Red Sox did in this survey after we get an action update from VSIN. You know, Felger's listening. You might want to pay close attention to this. A lot of movement on preseason football lines for the Patriots.
Uh-oh.
Listen up.
Now a look at the numbers with the action update on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This is Brent Musburger's action update for 98.5, the Sports Hub. Sign up for a free preseason college football betting guide from the Vegas Stats and Information Network at vsin.com/Brent. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Bookmakers went back and forth on who should be favored Monday between Kluber and Porcello. There was no debate for tonight's tilt between the Sox and Indians. Nathan Eovaldi, $1.50 favorite against Shane Bieber, total 9.5. Former Boston prospect Michael Kopech makes his major league debut tonight for the White Sox. Kopech meets Minnesota ace Jose Berríos in Chicago. Twins opened up as a $1.40 favorite, total 8.5. And we told you yesterday the Patriots were a 2.5-point underdog at Carolina on Friday. Surprise, surprise. Sharp money has shown on the Pats. That game now a pick'em in Vegas. Total has been bet up from 42.5 to 45.5. For the latest odds all the time, visit us at VSIN.com.
Can they be replaced by robots?
Robots?
Doubtful.
I think it's silly. So I can touch
telling Dan Shaughnessy for the first time ever.
You're back to my, you've come around to my way of thinking.
I'm rooting for the summer to end.
Thank you.
Yes. I've had enough.
Yes. I was at Staples last night shopping. Kids are in shock and awe.
I'm usually, and typically I've been one of those people that gets like depressed when you get to the final long weekend of summer.
Get it over with.
This year, let's move on.
End it.
Yeah. Let's past Labor Day.
It's just been a crap weather week. Get into fall. Yeah.
The weather, the humidity, days made my hair crazy, curly.
Just being able to open up the windows again.
That heat my pool this week.
Yeah. Right?
That's when you know it's ended.
Yeah, everything's up.
Just to be able to open the windows.
All the woodwork, can't open doors because it's so swollen. Everything's just like gross.
I've had enough.
We've had it. And plus, you can then reach people again. You call a doctor's office. There's someone working there.
Dude, we'll be drinking apples. We'll be drinking apple cider, picking apples, and
a little
walking
crisp,
pumpkin
clean
patches.
Fall air. Mm. That's what we want.
Fresh cut grass smells like football on a Friday.
Football
night.
Season. Oh. It'll be the baseball playoffs.
Yes.
It'll be great. October 5th, Sox at Fenway, first game, Friday. I'm fired up for that.
Against who?
I'd say they're going to play the New York Yankees. That's the likelihood. That is the likelihood. Yes,
okay.
One other thing. Speaking of baseball, I know I'm unable to find the Boston Globe sports section. It's my bad for not bringing one in. Hardy used to bring in an actual copy of the Globe, but it's no more. But anyway, those of you who are listening, go look at your Boston Globe. I know that you all have one on the counter there in the kitchen. Look at the cover of the sports page today. And you remember last night when Porcello was impaled by that line drive.
Yes.
And they left him in the game. And then the changeup, the two-run bomb cost him the game. But even on TV, you couldn't see it, really. I mean, they don't have the capability of, like, the networks, the slow-mo to see it
come
in, like, where it got him. It was, like, right in the button. And but Jim Davis of the Boston Globe, the picture on the cover of the sports section, the ball is on the button, and he's grimacing, he's recoiling.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Good photo.
Yeah, Beatles got it there. I mean, I defy you to find a photographer. How does he get that? It's not like, hey, there's a line drive. I think I'll move my camera over there in that moment. It was too fast for television, but in this picture by Jim Davis, you can see the ball impaling Rick Porcello. And again, Jim Davis, one of the great sports photographers of all time. We've had a lot of great ones in our department. Frank O'Brien, Stan Grossfeld. Bill Brett just goes back, but this guy right now, top of his game.
Wow, look at that. Nobody's talking about too, like his lack of hustle to first on that first base play.
He was slow getting over
because he ended up
Lindor
giving up the dinger that tied it up. Right,
very good. So that was costly. Yeah,
wow.
That was on him.
He knows too when the ball's gone, man. Like he drops right to the knee.
Well, he also grooved that pitch. That thing was flat, and it was
all three. Jim Rice said after the game, one of the great Rice said, I would have hit that out now. It was really good.
I bet he knew when he let go of the ball that he was in trouble. One of those things where the pitcher lets go and is like, oh, no.
Yeah,
batting
practice.
Oh, no. It's like it happens in slow motion for them. Oh, no.
That guy's a flyweight, too. I mean, it was like he doesn't do that often. That was his best bolt.
Yeah, and I like how when that happened last night, you've got Eck who's talking about not wearing a cup and then wearing a cup. The home run gets hit, and Eck says, that's got to be that guy's first home run of the year. And Dave O'Brien didn't respond to him.
No, I thought that was weird,
And then later said, that's his second home run of the season. I'm like, how do you not say, Eck, it was actually his second?
Yeah, it's right there
He's
in the notes.
He's only got two.
I
couldn't believe that. It was like no one was paying attention to Eck.
That jumped out at me, too.
I'm like, hello? There's a conversation
was
there.
Was that not a fun baseball game to watch, though?
It was.
From
felt
start
like a real
to
game.
Finish, you know? I mean,
that's
I'm sure
we're going to get in October.
It was longer than it needed to be, I'm sure, but it didn't feel like, you know, this is never going to end. It was just, it was good.
So about the Boston Red Sox in the survey.
Yes.
Again, Channel Media and Market Research Survey, Sports Survey 2018, with more than 16,000 people taking the survey. 75% said the Red Sox are getting better. 23% said they've pretty much stayed the same, and only 2% thought somehow, some way, they are changing for the worse. I don't know how they could possibly think that, but 2%. The lunatic fringe on the Red Sox, only 2%.
They're studying the minor league, though. That's what they're doing. They're sitting there saying, you know what, their window, maybe. Their window's probably two years.
Yeah.
But the thing that stands out is every move they've made, it gets overwhelming approval from their fans. And the moves that are listed, signing J.D. Martinez, hiring Alex Cora, getting Steve Pierce, releasing Hanley Ramirez, the trade for Nathan Eovaldi, the signing of Christian Vasquez, and the acquisition of Eovaldi over Zach Britton. They put that in there twice, just getting Eovaldi. But how about the fact that it was Eovaldi instead of Zach Britton? And even that gets overwhelming approval, probably based on the way Zach Britton has pitched in New York.
But the timing of this interests me, Beetle, because, I mean, when could...
This was all done in the last 10 days or so.
I was just going to say, I mean, that's really fresh stuff. So that actually, it's pretty impressive that they have that many responders that recent and the thing is out. So hats off to whoever does that thing.
It was conducted between August 9th and August 20th.
And thanks for listening to our show.
That's a boatload of work.
There you go. We appreciate the support.
They crunched all the numbers. They figured it all out. But the Red Sox, like, this is Red Sox fever.
Oh, where are the Revs in popularity?
You have to contact them for the Rev report, which I don't understand.
What do you mean?
Like all the basic, Jim, all the numbers that are stacked for the Revs, in relation to things, you have to contact the channel market research people to get the Rev update. I don't understand why they didn't put it in there.
They don't have the breakdown like of the team. They have them in the general questions, but the breakdown of
right.
the teams.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't want the breakdown.
Okay, favorite
team.
Sports. Okay, your favorite sports team.
Yeah.
They've always been 1 or 2%.
Okay.
So this year they were 1%. Last year they were 2%.
They're John Farrell.
Favorite team this year was Patriots, followed by Red Sox, Celtics, Bruins. Bruins finished fourth.
Now, like Bob Ryan, my great. The great columnist, when he does his year in review of the teams, he always includes the Rev update. And I would never do that. They don't count.
It's classy.
As one of the teams.
Well, we'll be talking to Brad Friedel tomorrow. We talk to the head coach of the Revs every Wednesday.
Tomorrow, Friedel and the Beetle.
Oh, sorry.
They do count.
There was one Revs thing that I found interesting, though. It's like the Patriots, their fans, they say they're fans of other teams. So the Patriots fans are 80% fans of like all the other teams. And then it goes down from there. And the Revs are very small. Like, their Revs fans are Revs fans, and they're not really fans of the other teams.
They're sort of their own deal?
They are their own deal.
According to the survey, yeah.
Yeah, that's the super lunatic fringe.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, the crossover. New England Patriots fans, what percentage of them are also fans of the Celtics? And 46% of Patriots fans said I'm a fan of the Celtics. 68% of them said I'm also a fan of the Red Sox. Mm. Those numbers back up what I've always believed, is that the Red Sox and Patriots have huge crossover, but that the same exact people approach each team in a completely different way of being a fan.
Okay.
Get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
The way they handle their fandom of the Patriots is different, and they're more critical of the Red Sox because they're accustomed to approaching it that way.
And can you identify in this poll like that the Bruins, it's the same 15,000 people who just love them dearly? Like
not true.
No, they also have a French group.
But when it comes to Patriots,
I guess I read that wrong. I'm sorry. I read that across instead of down.
I'm looking at it now, and I'm like, wait a minute. Actually, Revs fans do the best numbers out of the group. Revs fans are also a fan of Patriots. 90% of Revs fans say they're also a Patriots fan.
See?
Which is more than Red Sox, Celtics, or Bruins fans. And the way they do it is, what's your favorite team? What do you consider yourself the number one fan of? So if you say, my favorite team in town is the Bruins, then they then ask you, well, do you also like the Patriots? And 83% of those people said, yes, I also am a fan of the Patriots.
Like Mac and Mac.
Get how that works?
Yeah.
The Revs fans are actually the best fans of everything else. You read it all completely backwards there, Jim.
I apologize to Revs fans.
Yeah.
Not so lunatic.
Not so crazy. Red Sox off the charts, though. Changing for the better. All of their moves get high marks. Their most admired players. Who would you expect to be first?
Mookie Betts.
36%.
He's got the name. He's got the game.
Bet attendee.
Not on the list. Didn't make the cut. J.D. Martinez came in second at 22%.
Okay, he should.
Deserves.
Chris Sale finished third.
Good.
At 12%. Jackie Bradley Jr. finished fourth.
Of course.
Stop.
He gets a disproportionate amount of love from everyone. He is like, I've never seen anything
like
that.
I got two things on this. So, okay. The guy only makes like $6 million a year. He runs into the wall, which is kind of cool to people. Like, he makes he makes American League plays of the week in the outfield. He's a good defender, right? I mean, that's his game.
He is like what Celtics fans are. He's like, can't hit. Everything's great.
He's Marcus Smart.
Exactly.
He's the baseball version.
Can't live without
the way,
him.
The way Celtics fans look at Marcus Smart.
Can't trade him for Trout.
Right.
Forget it.
But they, I think, are drawn to him. Like, J.D. Martinez is a new one. We know Betts is a natural. Yeah. But the fact, like, Benintendi isn't in there. You know, Chris Sale beat him. Goes to show you their lack of, you know, flamboyancy. Yeah. You know, the affable idiots that we love, Johnny.
Right,
like,
right.
Johnny Damon ran into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Damon was an awful interview. He couldn't even speak. But he had long hair and he had a personality. I think the lack of the personalities vaults Bradley up there because he'll go and freaking run into the wall.
Well, the catches are memorable. It's spectacular. It's great.
Yeah, but he can't hit.
It's great television. He gets more love.
He's going to be 30 next year when we do this survey.
So the survey, folks, are we talking? They sent us the updated results with the Revs numbers.
Thank you.
In case you're looking for those.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, they just sent them over.
Thanks, peeps.
So we have the full Revs numbers. And there are two answers on the Red Sox front that I looked at and thought, wow, that's pretty good. That means you got a pretty informed fan base. And that goes into the department of most desired players. Players on other teams that you would want on this team.
Ooh.
The name that topped the list is a great answer. It is great answer, and I think it's someone who would obviously help the team in a big way. I just would have never expected this guy to be at the top of the list.
Thank you.
He's a former Red Sox player. He's a guy who's already played here before. We'll get to that answer coming up after these headlines with Hardy.
The Red Sox lost the first of four to the Indians last night, 5-4 the final. Xander Bogaerts, two hits in the game, three RBIs, says it's kind of like the postseason plan this team.
It's playoff-type baseball, but we can't really think who we're going to play. We got to really concentrate on winning one day at a time. We can either be the last-place team or a team that's first in the division like these guys. You know, we come up, we show up, and we beat the Boston Red Sox.
Rick Porcello took the loss last night. Corey Kluber with the win. Tonight it'll be Shane Bieber, rookie for the Indians. He's 6-2 on the year with a 4.37 ERA. Nathan Eovaldi gets the start for the Red Sox. He's got a 5-4 record and a 3.62 earned run average. More injuries for the Yankees. They announced officially today that Didi Gregorius has been placed on the 10-day DL with a left heel contusion. The move is retroactive to August 20th. Also, wide receiver Victor Cruz announcing his retirement from the NFL today. He'll join ESPN as an NFL analyst. Headlines are brought to you by the law firm of Colucci, Colucci, Marcus, and Flavin. Recognized for excellence in personal injury law by U.S. News and World Reports, Super Lawyers, and Newsweek. If you've been injured, visit ColucciLaw.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports have more headlines in 30 minutes.
If you think Zolak is hard to contain on air...
Balls everywhere.
You should work in the same building with him.
Did Zol leave?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Gonna build bricks within that wall to comfortably numb to the distance.
Okay, who is this? Come on, who is it?
Back. Give me
Pink Floyd.
Give me a Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh,
we need
that's
the moon
good.
In there.
Boy, Zoe, you're pretty good.
The moon. Yeah,
it's always got the moon in there somehow.
Needles in my wrist. It's comfortably numb on the moon. I was on the moon rover.
Yeah, this
I built
the
wall. It's Roger Daltrey. Irresistible
grasp. Okay, 2018
great
Boston
album.
Red Sox. Two answers and two responses that I thought represents the fan base well. Player that did not meet expectations. David Price is on the list. 5%. Pedroia, 10%. Pomeranz, 16%. Hanley Ramirez at 23%. And then this answer at number one, which tells you it's not about any fanboys who... you know, get caught up in the stupidity of his fight against the Yankees at the start of the year. Joe Kelly got more votes than anybody. 26% said he did not meet expectations on this team. When you start picking out a reliever like that,
it's sophisticated.
And you don't go with the, oh, Joe Kelly fought the Yankees like Zoe does.
I love that.
Like Zoe. Oh, Joe Kelly's my favorite Red Sox guy. Right? That's an in-depth answer.
I agree.
When Joe Kelly is the guy who gets the most votes. 2018 player most desired. This one blew me out of the water. These are the names I expect to hear. Trout, Judge, Harper, they all made the list. Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander, by the way, was fifth on the list.
All right, Beetle, go back to like you said about, is this where they, oh yeah, so they write in the responses. It's
unaided write-in. They don't give you names. And again, you have to come up with the name.
This speaks to the sophistication of the people that are taking this.
So in 2017, Giancarlo Stanton was number one on this list. Because for like 2 years, we talked about the possibility of the Red Sox going after him. He did not make the list this year. Justin Verlander did. Mike Trout did. Aaron Judge did. And Bryce Harper came in second with 18%. Why? Well, Bryce Harper is going to be available this coming offseason. There's only so many big market teams, and there are plenty of people that think the guy can play. The number one answer for player most desired with 23% of the vote.
Not in a million years would anybody guess this.
Red Sox fans said they most desire Andrew Miller to be a part of the Red Sox. Weird. The fact that Joe Kelly was the player that didn't meet expectations and the most desired player being Andrew Miller speaks well of the Red Sox fan base having a brain and being a well-educated, sophisticated baseball fan.
Yep, that is what that is. No question.
You said that during the break, too, and I said, okay, maybe it's Travis Shaw. Yeah, somebody played here. You said he played here before.
Andrew Miller.
Wow.
Because people look at the team and say they could really use help in that bullpen, and Andrew Miller would be a great guy to have.
And that is more true now than it was when the poll was taken. That is a true fact.
Yes. Man. Great answer.
They are so not built for the playoffs.
Great answer.
It's weird.
People know what they're talking about. The player most desired thing has always been fun, though. Like, you know, throw out names of other players on your team that are not on your team. For the Patriots, for example, Jadeveon Clowney was number one, 22%. Last year, it was Richard Sherman topping the list. It's funny how this changes so dramatically year to year. Richard Sherman not even on the list this year. Clowney is one. Larry Fitzgerald, who refuses to die on this list, 17%.
That's the Felgrites.
Julio Jones. Like, Julio Jones finished behind Larry Fitzgerald. How is that possible?
I don't know.
Julio Jones at 15%. Dez Bryant at 11%. Von Miller at 9%. Von Miller's a good answer for people to come up with. On their own.
Yep.
No help. And that sort of speaks to...
Yeah, it's sort of a... Because he wrecks your team. You know, it's there. He's
yeah, but I don't think he's the household name that maybe he was a few years ago when the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
No, it's Clowney. It's J.J. Watt. It's, it's Aaron Darnold. Or Donald.
I wish Aaron Donald were on this list.
Yeah, Dominican Sue. Those are easy names to come up with. You got to reach for Von Miller. And he's kind of a smaller edge guy, and it's got to be the defense. Got to be sort of perfect for him. Create some one-on-one stuff backside for him on tackles. He's a damn good home player. You're playing in that city where noise and it's rocking out there. And Dan, you've been out there in Denver. Can't hear yourself think out there.
That's pretty good.
That helps those edge guys.
Yep.
617-779-0985. We go to the phones. Chris in Plainville, what do you have for us today?
Hey, Andy Miller never wanted to leave.
Where you been?
I've been working.
Attaboy.
Andrew Miller never wanted to leave.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he never wanted to leave. I actually got the opportunity to ask him myself, and it was pretty cool. He says, no, I never wanted to leave. I think he was with Baltimore at the time, I think.
And, yeah, correct.
And Dave Wallace is the one that introduced me to him, and it was after one of the games. But it was pretty cool. Anyway,
but is he Eduardo Rodriguez?
The what?
Yeah, he is. That was the trade.
That's still a bit.
Oh,
pretty
I don't know. I mean, about that.
Yeah, no, the trade was Erod for Miller.
Yeah, you got to. You know, we don't know what Rodriguez is going to be, but the upside's pretty high in that. He's really young, and Andrew Miller costs a lot of money. I mean, that's an interesting deal.
Yeah, a ton of people gave up on Andrew, like three or four teams.
Oh, sure.
that was kind of wild. Hey, Beetle, yesterday I was listening. I thought your take was fantastic on, and I thought it was dead on, with the left tackle here, the Patriots' new one, Brown. I believe this guy does definitely have a motor problem, and I think it will show up this year. And also, hopefully it doesn't show up like during an extended play where this guy's like giving up or something and Brady gets absolutely smushed. But I thought your take was very good yesterday, and I think you should keep an eye on this guy because I think he definitely has a motor problem.
Yeah, and credit to Evan Lazar, who actually tweeted me after we were talking about this on his Twitter account, at ELazar is where you can find him. Mm-hmm. He posted the videos of some of the plays that Trent Brown sort of bailed on in that game. And I think it always is going to go back to this question. Why did San Francisco give up on the player? You know, I know they have depth. I know they have depth on their offensive line. And so it made it, they were dealing from a position of strength. But there are reasons why they decided to. And I'm wondering if, you know, does he respond to a contract year the way a lot of players do, which is they look at it as their chance to really play well, cash in, get a big contract. He would certainly be in line for that. He just has to have a good year, and he's going to get paid.
Any of you guys seen, stood near him, seen how big he is?
He's massive.
Yeah, it's my
reminds
screen.
Me of the,
yes,
remember
my
the
screensaver.
Remember the Green Mile when Tom Hanks says, somebody say something and don't tell me how big he is? It's like every conversation is about how big he is.
But I think right now the bigger concern is injury, because depth-wise, the Patriots are getting thin. Isaiah Wynn with a torn Achilles. Dan wants more questions asked about it. Wants to know. Wants someone to get to the bottom of the story.
Just one acknowledgement that he's not here. That's all.
He's not here
anymore. I understand there's no upside, but it's the only sport in which your number one draft pick is gone for the year, and his name is never mentioned by anyone.
I don't know. We did.
I just find that weird.
We did.
I'm not looking for a deep dive on this, Beetle.
Just some acknowledgement that since he got hurt, we haven't really mentioned his name because
our number one pick has been erased from the season.
Will you send Holder down there?
No one mentioned him.
Will you send Holder down there to ask those questions like you did of Alex Guerrero?
I will.
We need an investigative report.
He is good at it, and he will always have more.
I want to know more about Wynn.
No, just some acknowledgement. He's not here. No other sport.
You picked a weird one to go after.
No other sport. It's just weird.
It's like he's in a Bermuda Triangle or something. Just disappeared.
No, but you don't even know that he has an injury. You don't even know that.
I do know that. Jesus.
No, you don't.
Adam Schefter told me.
Oh, okay. Interesting way to disseminate the information.
It is.
Like that, you know,
it's 2018. It's how that's how it's done.
Uh-huh. It's an ankle. He's questionable to return, Dan.
Coming
according
up.
According to who?
The team.
According to the team. That's the last team update.
Oh, they did?
Last team update was in-game.
In the middle of the game. Ankle, questionable.
Okay. When they come over the announcement at the press box. Isaiah Wynn.
Well, that settles that.
Questionable to return.
Okay, yeah.
That's what happened.
That's the last time anybody mentioned his name. That
pretty
was
much.
It. Yep. Number one pick gone for the year. And you don't find that's odd.
Dan's dates are on the way next.
What's going on?
Zolak and Bertrand continues.
Hey.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5, the Sports Hub app.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
For Dapper Dan.
Today is August 21st. It is time for Dan's dates. I hope they don't suck, Dan. I hope they're good.
You see, is that soda pop guy?
Yeah, the soda pop guy is great for those watching the simulcast. So today is August 21, as you all know.
Wow.
How old do you think Kenny Rogers is, the gambler?
Ooh, I'm going to say
77.
76. 79.
You got to know when to hold him when you're 80.
Oh.
Yeah, close there.
KR.
So here's one for you. Willie Lanier. How old is Willie Lanier?
63.
He's 73, so he's going to love you.
Nice.
Yeah, he's really good. One of the Sex in the City gals, Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall. I'm going to go
52.
Nope. I'm going to go 56.
57.
She's going to like all of you. She's 62. Wow. Yeah. Had to be the oldest of that crew, you know.
She's the dirtiest of them.
Yeah, and she had like a falling out with the star.
Oh, with Carrie. Yeah.
There was all kinds of mean social media stuff.
Horse head.
Catty stuff.
Sarah Jessica.
Real life catty stuff going on.
I don't get the Sarah Jessica Parker, like, hey.
Well, go back to Footloose, and they were like, oh.
She was in Footloose.
Yes,
right.
Adorable. Now, Honeymoon in Vegas, adorable.
See, it's like that, it's that Jennifer Grey thing.
Then
like Jennifer Grey and Dirty Dancing.
She started doing really severe things to her looks.
Yeah.
Your face got all like.
Yeah.
I think she got too thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and their shoes. How many chews can you have?
Craig Council is 48 today. Casey Musgraves.
Let's talk about his looks.
Musgraves?
Is that a man or a woman?
I don't know.
I thought you'd all know. It's a country singer.
It's a singer.
No,
she's
like, I know
she's
going to
be 35.
That's why I corrected how you Hardy said
didn't
it.
Hardy didn't know this?
She's young.
30.
No, she's, I bet she's
why
not
would I
30.
Know a new country artist?
I'm going to say that
this
she,
is Jim Murray's girl.
I'm going to say that
Jim Murray digs her.
Give you credit.
26.
30.
30.
And
I should be at a freaking fair working the football.
Yeah, how much team weight?
Ages and weight.
Yeah. Usain Bolt, 32 today.
I think
he's still the fastest human?
Seems like.
Gotta be right. Hey, anybody see the video of that cop running down the guy?
That's awesome.
Yes.
Oh, that.
Where was that?
Usain Bolt must be a police officer.
Where did that happen?
That was in California.
Sign that guy up.
Yeah. Office linebacker.
I can't believe how fast he is.
I mean, talk about makeup speed.
The other guy.
That dude. He just went right by the other cop.
Yeah, closing speed. I don't know how you find this thing. It was on Twitter. And you could watch it forever. It is like he goes past another cop.
Like, that's
just
awesome police aggressiveness there. That's like where
it is just that guy. He's I want to know his history. That's got to be out by now.
It's got to be an athlete.
Yeah, go find it. Stuff that happened on this date, August 21. Galileo demonstrated the new telescope. He showed it off in 1609.
Sort of an important thing.
Was on the block. His crime was looking up the truth.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
On this date in 1858, the first of the Lincoln-Douglas debates went on.
Can we stop that for a minute? I just got to tell you something way more important.
Did you find it? You found it, yeah.
The guy that was on foot had jumped out of a tractor trailer. I didn't really notice that the first time I watched the video.
Oh, man.
Here he comes.
Closing speed.
Oh, he's a big guy, too. Yeah. He's not little.
That dude's probably like 18 hours driving.
What
he's on like Sudafed.
Oh, man.
A couple Mountain Dews, maybe some Red Bull.
We got to get a deep dive in that guy. Find out more about him. That's really good. On this date in 1911, the Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre.
They get it back?
It was recovered 2 days later in Italy. Yeah, that had to have been a big deal. On this date in 1959, Dwight Eisenhower signed an executive order making the 50th state. What would that be? The 50th and last state.
Hawaii?
It is. Very good, Beetle. Very good.
I thought that was a rhetorical question. I didn't think you were actually going to answer.
What's a state fruit?
I don't know you needed an answer.
Pineapple's a state fruit.
Alaska 49, Hawaii 50.
Lower 48, right?
Yes. Yeah, because lower 48.
Yeah, there's still flags at 48 out there. You can find them.
Yeah.
On this date, 1961, Patsy Cline recorded Crazy.
Crazy.
Willie Nelson's song. Willie Nelson wrote that.
Was a hit.
On this date in 1991.
Patsy Cline, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree is one of the better Christmas songs.
Underrated.
Along with you.
Yeah.
That was one of
Mitch Miller in a game.
Mitch, but yeah.
About the same time, though.
On this date, 1991, the hardline coup against Mikhail Gorbachev collapsed in the face of popular uprising led by Boris Yeltsin.
That was a big coup.
He was usually bombed, Boris Yeltsin. Seen that?
Yeah, he was
Simpsons
a drinker.
Episode, right?
Yeah.
That's a Russian vodka.
On this date last year, anybody remember the solar eclipse? A year ago today.
I remember driving down 495 and it felt like the apocalypse was on us. Everything turned gray.
Yep. All our instructions.
Color.
Look how dark it is in Wyoming.
How did you get that fast? Did you know I was coming up with that?
No. We were following the pictures throughout the country and like where the sweet spot was. Was it Maz like on?
Was it you and
retreats?
Flynn?
Yeah.
Speaking
of Sean
Flynn,
Silver, who made his cereal box a little.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Speaking of Flynn,
Maz was on like one of his weird retreats, wasn't it?
When was the last time you heard Flynn? Where's he been?
He was on a weekend.
Has he?
I heard Midday's next Thursday.
Oh, very good.
Maybe he can help you out.
I feel like he hasn't been around very much.
That'll be neat.
On this date, 1942, Bambi was released, the film.
My sister's favorite stuffed animal is Thumper from the Bambi.
Yeah, Thumper's
movie.
Good. I was
hey
like Thumper.
There, Bambi.
I'm out on Thumper.
Thumper.
Yeah, I love Thumper.
Not a Thumper guy.
Stupid rabbit.
A couple of baseball things on this date. Of course, August 21. In 1967, Ken Harrelson was released by the Oakland Athletics and found his way to Boston because it was 3 days after Tony Conigliaro had been hit in the eye and the Red Sox needed a right fielder. So the Hawk joined the Red Sox, the Cinderella Red Sox of 1967. First free agent. Roll it ahead to 1986. I was at this game. The Red Sox beat the Tribe 24-5, and Spike Owen scored 6 runs for the Boston Red Sox. He had just been acquired in a midseason deal. Last one I have on this date is 1968. The Democratic Convention convened in Chicago, and that led to a lot of bad things. Hubert Humphrey was eventually nominated, but the takeaway from that was the riots in the streets. The mayor of New York, the first governor, Mayor Richard Daley, screaming at Abraham Ribicoff from the floor of the convention. Ribicoff was delivering a speech in which he condemned Chicago for the Gestapo tactics in the street, and the mayor started hurling anti-Semitic slurs toward the stage
at
Abraham Ribicoff.
That's that'd be bad.
And it went downhill from there. Dan Rather was dragged from the floor with guys wielding billy clubs, and out in the streets they were heaving bags of excrement out the windows of the Hilton
Hotel. How about
Hotel,
the shooting still taking
Grand
place
Park
in Chicago? Like 60 people got shot yesterday.
It's
crazy.
Every weekend, yeah, that's
a day. It has nothing
underreported. What's going on there? Yeah, every week. Wait, Beetle, did I miss anything?
I don't want to end on that note, so I'm going to give you something else in baseball.
Okay.
1926. I don't think you have this one.
Oh, I do have this one.
Oh, 1926, White Sox, Red Sox?
Oh, can Hardy read it then?
Yeah.
I got better ones.
Okay. I was going to say, how about this for pace of play? White Sox, Ted Lyons, no hit the Red Sox. White Sox won 6-0. The game lasted 67 minutes.
Hey, psycho, nice lettuce.
67 minutes. That was Ted Lyons, not Steve Lyons.
Okay, how about this one?
On this date, 21st August, in the year of our Lord, 1881, with his team already ahead in the eighth inning, 5-0, White Stockings outfielder Dalrymple becomes the first player to be intentionally walked with the bases loaded. Also on this date, in the year of our Lord, 1908, after more than a dozen attempts, Senator backstop Gabby Street catches a baseball dropped by journalist Preston Gibson from atop the 555-foot Washington Monument. Scientists estimate the ball traveled with a force between 200 to 300 pounds.
Exit velocity.
That's exit velocity. So after more than a dozen...
He caught an anvil.
Dropped a baseball off the Washington Monument.
Wally Coyote?
After the first 10 runner. Times, be like, this isn't going to work, and someone's going to get hurt badly. Yeah. We should stop. But they did it. So there you go.
I can listen to this music for the rest of the hour.
Yeah. We got
this
better,
makes you feel good.
But we got better music to listen to. Because also, on this date...
Eagles.
Eagles. 1987, a certain movie opened up.
One of the greatest soundtracks ever. Be My Little Baby, too.
I was going to say, what other songs do you enjoy?
Jennifer Warnes and
outside of this one, what other ones are
Dirty
there?
Dancing soundtracks. Be My Little Baby, Still of the Night, The Five Satins.
Romeo! And if you don't
Hello
answer...
there, Romeo!
And if you still don't answer...
Hey, lover boy! Tell me, that's a good soundtrack.
Oh my God! What's the movie?
Let's
Crazy,
do the lift.
Sexy Love.
So
with,
you stand
Ryan
up.
Gosling. They do this. They reenact it. Ryan Gosling does it in the movie.
You and Beetle should reenact it right now. Zoe, stand up. Beetle, do the running jump.
You ain't jumping.
Do the leap. Do the lift. You got to trust
me.
You got to trust Zoe.
I don't trust me.
You have to trust him.
I will not trust you.
He's strong like bull. Trust him. Come on.
I can do the hair.
This is what we're on simulcast for. This is why we're on simulcast. For moments like this,
I think you should run to him right now.
I can do the walk.
Do it.
Sidewalk.
Hardy, he can handle you.
Can I do it with?
Yeah, do
Hardy
it.
With the hair
run
flip.
To him. Run to him. Come on, let's go.
Come on,
do it.
Lanny,
Hardy, get up.
Lanny always wants me to try it.
Get up.
Is Lanny here?
Get up. Get up, Hardy. Tom could do it.
Peter the intern. He weighs about 10 pounds.
Peter the intern. But Tom and Peter the intern.
Yeah.
Tom could definitely lift him. He's not too tall.
Peter looks like that.
Do it right there in the background.
What's the name of that?
Do it right there. Do your cameras back there.
Come on.
What's
guys,
the name of the animal?
Come on.
This is the moment in the song.
Come
you
on.
Gotta do it now.
Come on, Peter.
Peter, make moving. Your mark. Make your mark on this show, Peter.
Peter looks like that animal from A Bug's Life. It looks like a piece of straw.
Come on, Tom. You need to catch
praying
him.
Mantis.
Get up, Tom.
Peter the praying mantis.
Let's move.
Come on. He's standing. He's going to do it.
Yeah, Roger will do it.
Roger, get in there,
Roger.
Jump into Tom's arms.
Fix it up, Roger.
Do the lift. What?
HR.
No, they won't.
Hey, baby.
All right, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
See you guys next week.
Job, Dan.
But
Dan Shaughnessy.
Wow. Right,
thanks, Tim.
What year did that come out? 86.
86, he said.
87.
A lot of good moves.
87, 86, 87. What year was
86.
It? What year was it?
He said 86.
This day in 1986.
Hardy has headlines, no commercials, and then the fourth and final hour next.
Wow.
Kim Cattrall.